Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A gathering was held in Fairbanks yesterday to mourn and raise awareness about historic abuse, neglect, and forced assimilation of Native children at government and church-run residential schools in the U.S. and Canada. The Fairbanks event and others like it in both countries follow the discovery last month of the remains of 215 Indigenous children buried at a residential school in British Columbia, which closed in the late 1970s.
We acknowledge you. We help carry your pain. We are your hope. We sing for you the songs you couldn't sing at school. We will not forget your story, your history, for it is our story as well.
Fairbanks event organizer Sasha Housley says her father was a boarding school survivor in Alaska, and although he never talked about his experience, she's educated herself on what happened at residential schools.
So when I found out the 215 children had been discovered in unmarked graves, it impacted me in a way I didn't expect, deeper than I expected. And I wanted to do something to, in memory of the children, and to spread awareness.
Sunday's event included the symbolic hanging of 215 bandanas along a footbridge across the Chena River in downtown Fairbanks. There were also songs, prayers, dancing, and speakers, including Athabascan Elder Fred John of Delta Junction. John attended residential schools in both Alaska and the lower 48, including Haskell Institute in Kansas, where he says many Native kids died.
Graveyard with a tombstone, you know, and there were kids that died from 1884 in Haskell Institute. Then one year my wife and I went to Carlisle Indian School, the first Indian boarding school that was made in the United States. And we visit the grave there, big graveyard. All Native kids from 5 years, 4 years on up, from all across the United States.
John says his siblings also went to residential schools, and their experiences led to tragic outcomes.
I had two sisters that, I'll say, drank themselves to death. And all of them became alcoholic as a result of the boarding school.
It was government's effort to try to take the savage out of the Indian.
Shirley Mae Holmberg has a background in behavioral health and says she knows many people who were traumatized at residential schools.
I have friends and family that have been affected by boarding schools, the experience, sexual abuse, the physical abuse.
The government sought to destroy our people through violence and genocide and cultural genocide.
Natasha Singh with Tananaw Chiefs Conference said the only way to bring justice is to tell the story of what happened at residential schools, and pointed to the resilience of Native people to systematic oppression.
It's a beautiful day today because they failed, and we continue to thrive.
The 215 bandanas, symbolic of the residential school children who died in British Columbia, will remain along the Chena River footbridge until the solstice, a span of 215 hours. This year's Alaska Permanent Fund dividend would be $1,100 under a compromise budget proposal that the legislature will vote on this week. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that a committee composed of both senators and House members agreed over the weekend to a budget that would set the dividend at less than half the amount that Governor Mike Dunleavy proposed and the Senate passed during the regular session, but it would keep the annual draw from permanent fund earnings within a limit set in a 2018 law. Fairbanks Republican Representative Bart Lebon said that drawing more than planned to pay a larger dividend would threaten the long-term health of the permanent fund.
Protection of the permanent fund itself is a high priority in my thinking, and this accomplishes that.
The committee passed an amendment to the budget that would make most of the dividend funding dependent on spending money from the Constitutional Budget Reserve, or CBR. Senator Bert Stedman said the amendment could bring support for the vote.
It certainly encourages some folks to seriously consider what position they're going to take on the CBR.
The CBR vote preserves funds for dozens of programs, everything from power cost equalization to university scholarships. But members of the Republican House minority have withheld their votes the past 2 years in efforts to pay higher dividends. If the CBR vote fails, dividends would be $525, an amount, if adjusted for inflation, would be the lowest PFD in the program's history. The compromise budget proposal would transfer $4 billion from the Permanent Fund's earnings reserve to its constitutionally protected principal account. Members of both chambers will have a chance to vote on the changes this week. Committee members have expressed hope that the budget will pass before Thursday, when state workers are scheduled to receive layoff notices. Firefighters battled a blaze on the Kenai over the weekend. A state forestry post says the 150-acre lightning-caused Loon Lake Fire in the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge was hit with both retardant and water drops, which significantly reduced fire behavior. A ground crew already on the scene is scheduled to be joined by two more today. Meanwhile, firefighters worked over the weekend to contain two smaller blazes in the Fairbanks area. The one-acre Rosie Creek Fire, reported Saturday about 14 miles southwest of Fairbanks, was hit hard with water drops. The blaze was expected to be fully contained as of last night. The cause of the Rosie Creek Fire is under investigation. To the west, nearly 50 firefighters worked to contain the lightning-caused Salcha River Fire, burning about 25 miles up the Salcha River from the Richardson Highway. The 7-acre fire was detected last Wednesday and slowed with multiple water drops. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has announced the establishment of the Ted Stevens Center for Arctic Security Studies. Alaska Public Media reports that the center doesn't physically exist yet and does not have any staff and might be located far from the Arctic. A Defense Department spokesperson says Anchorage, Colorado Springs, and Washington, D.C. are under consideration for housing the Ted Stevens Center. The Regional Defense Study Center, named for Ted Stevens, will be one of six the department operates. The existing academic forums and hubs for building international alliances include one in Hawaii, named for the late Senator Daniel Inouye, who was a close friend of Stevens. Creation of the new Arctic Center is the result of a congressional mandate added by Alaska's delegation, and Senator Lisa Murkowski inserted $10 million for it in the last appropriations bill. Murkowski says the Alaska delegation has submitted a list of preferred candidates for the center's director. I'm Dan Bross.